This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Luke Bryant, who's here to help us set a tone for the American family farmer. I am Doug Steffen. I am an American family farmer. Have been around cows all my life. Love to spend this time each week with you, whether it's celebrating the fall, the harvest, all those big, huge pumpkins that are everywhere, the impact of government and what it means, and how we can help each other, help ourselves with the information. That's what this is about. I'm here to share information that I have gleaned, the folks on my staff, find people who have worked to solve problems. We'll help in the best sense of the word, because American family farmers help one another. I think that's really the hallmark of what we do on the farm. That's how you can tell the difference between the family farmer and the big agribusiness person, is because the people on the family farms help each other. We're here to help and share. So this program is aimed at the farmer, at the people who run ag businesses, and the locavores, the people who use our products, who eat the food that we are producing, the things that are in the marketplace. And I think it's hard sometimes. There's so much focus this time of year on Halloween candy and the things that are not exactly agriculturally oriented, if you will. We're going to meet Dina Hoff from the National Family Farm Coalition. She spent most of her life with sheep and cattle on the farm, and we're going to get a point of view, the national agribusinesses and how they're trying to diddle and fiddle with us. That's a common theme here. And speaking of that, before we get to her, I am troubled by some information this week that has been brought to us by my friends, the National Farmers Union. Department of Agriculture has announced that it'll terminate the Family Fair Practices Rule on competitive injury, a rule that provides the most basic of protections to American family farmers who are enduring increasingly concentrated markets and unfair treatment from the meat packers, the big agribusinesses. These people are a pain. So Roger Johnson, who's the president of the NFL, they got their own problems. The NFU said, quote, "It's deeply disappointing that USDA did not side with our family farmers in this long contested debate over rules for the packers and stockyards. The Farmer Fair Practices Rule offered a basic yet important first step to addressing the unfair practice that family farmers and ranchers face in this consolidated meatpacking industry. The meatpackers are now the big companies, especially that Chinese company that bought out a couple of the big meatpackers in our country. They're doing their best to squeeze out the family farmer producer. And this is what's going on in dairy. It's going on in produce. Going on everywhere. And apparently the Trump administration doesn't give a damn." Johnson goes on to say the withdrawal of the competitive injury rule is unjustified given the long-held plan. The language is the interpretation by the department that growers do not need to prove harm to the entire industry when seeking relief from poultry companies for unfair contract practices. So this is basically about uncompetitive practices. This is about fixing the price. And Roger Johnson says it's egregious given the abuses that poultry growers especially face in the vertically integrated marketplace. "With this decision, USDA has given the green light to the few multinational meatpackers that dominate the market to discriminate against the family farmer. As the administration has signaled its intent to side with the meat and poultry giants, the NFU will pursue congressional action that addresses competition issues, protects family farmers and ranchers." You know, I didn't vote for Trump. A lot of farmers did. I like a lot of the things that he stands for and things that are getting fixed. I'm in favor of shaking things up. But I will tell you, this kind of stuff, and there's more of it every day, is annoying and stupid and not in the best interests of our country. I don't know who's giving me advice here, Sonny Perdue or whomever it is. It smells like the big packers, the big business, the big agri presenters are the ones that are carrying the day here, and I don't like it. And that isn't why, in terms of supporting him, I don't. These kinds of things are anti-competitive. They are wrong for the people who have been the backbone of our country. Just wrong. And most of the farmers that I know voted for Trump, and most of them would tell you today that they wish they hadn't because of things like this. So they're not doing themselves any good, I don't think. The Republicans and the president, it's bad enough. And the Democrats have never been, although they'll tell you they were friendly. Maybe this is the reality. Maybe I'm being naive. The politicians are friends and family for themselves. They have their friends who are their friends because of what they give them in their campaign contributions to get reelected. Maybe that's just it. That's what's so obvious here. Look at what's happening to the DEA. The guy, Marino, who is a congressman, who is the biggest clown in the world when it came to, you know, people laughed. He's going to be the regulator. He was the guy that introduced the legislation that got passed last year that kept the people who were harmed by drugs and the information from the DEA for prosecuting the people harmed by drugs. He was the architect of it. And Trump was going to make him the chairman of the DEA, the director of the DEA. I mean, what are these people thinking? Is it that obvious or are they that bad at their jobs? I guess that's a reflective question that won't be answered here anyway. So I wanted to get that information, food for thought, in case you hadn't heard what was going on within the government, another accosting of family farmers who are in the poultry business. In a moment, Dina Hoff. I wonder what the National Family Farm Coalition thinks about that. We'll get to it in a matter of moments. It's time for us to talk about your pillows. You need, as a farmer, to have good rest. If you wake up every 2 to 3 hours, I've got some exciting news for you. During the night, you need not struggle to, you know, get a good night's sleep. And if you can't, you wake up, you toss around. We've all done that, but that doesn't mean you need to keep doing it. Now, you get this sleep reset from MyPillow. MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV, get 50% off your purchase of pillows at MyPillow.com with the code DJV.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If there's one lawsuit nearly everyone has heard about, it'd have to be the one against McDonald's over spilled coffee. But that's not the most frivolous case against McDonald's. No, that distinction would probably go to a lawsuit involving a spilled milkshake. Yes, several years ago, a man pulled up at their drive-thru window and bought a milkshake and fries. He put the drink between his legs and drove away. As he reached for some fries, he squeezed the milkshake with his legs and it spilled on him. Distracted, he hit another car and caused minor damage. Then, the driver who was hit sued McDonald's for failing to warn the customer about drinking a milkshake while driving. Let's be fair, this lawsuit is obviously ridiculous, and it was eventually thrown out by the New Jersey Supreme Court. But when the restaurant asked to be reimbursed for the thousands of dollars it spent on legal fees, the court said no. And that is just one reason why there are so many lawsuits clogging America's courts these days. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. Our podcast is available now. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll get this week's edition, you get last week's edition, you get as many as we have in the lineup there to find out what's going on in the world of our family farmers and solutions to problems. Listen to the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Dina Hoff is the vice president of the National Family Farm Coalition. She's on the board there. She spent most of her life around animals, cattle, and sheep, growing alfalfa and corn as well. You're from Montana, big sky country. Is that right, Dina?
For the last 37 years, yes, actually. I was born and raised in western North Dakota, which is just 80 miles over the border.
Mm-hmm. So you're an upper Midwesterner, and you have, I hope the, I'm sure you do, I'm looking at the profile of you online at LinkedIn. You have, it's really interesting how we grow up in an atmosphere, especially the farm atmosphere, and it sticks to us. I've, you may have heard me say, I've been around cows all my life. I don't want to not be around the cows, no matter what my other circumstances in life. I always want to be able to have cows and have my farm, and I'm guessing that that's probably in your wheelhouse as well, yes?
It certainly is. I would certainly not want to be off the farm for any reason.
What's the National Family Farm Coalition? What do they do?
Well, they were founded in 1987 when it was apparent that the government and the USDA was going to make sure there weren't any family farmers, that it was all going to be large, huge plantation farms, and there was no access to credit for small farmers. So we were organized against changing the laws so that family farmers had equal access to credit so that they could survive and thrive. And now we work a lot on trying to restore competitiveness to markets, have some protections for farmers, and try to educate people to know that current farm policy does not consider any social or environmental costs at all, just focus totally on the big guy's bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the government saying that they were going to not, I read something from Roger Johnson, I'm sure you know who he is, he comes from your neck of the woods as a matter of fact, the termination of the family fair, I'm sorry, the farmer fair practices rule, how do you look at that, or how does the National Family Farm Coalition look at it?
Well, in this administration, it's not surprising, I guess, to us, but the state and regional organizations that are part of the National Family Farm Coalition have been fighting for competitive markets for the last 40 years. So you know that it is a long battle that has gone on, and we thought we won. And every time we think that we've done something really well and deserving, somebody comes along with a stroke of a pen and takes it away again, and the fight goes on. And it's never ending. So what we need is public support of people who want to be fed by family farmers and not by plantations and not by animal factories to back us and say, we're concerned about keeping these family farmers who are the basis of their communities and who were the people that really settled this country. And we need the support of consumers. We need the support of people who care about the environment, of people who care about people and not money.
Well, we are a profit-motivated society. Our businesses are built that way, and that's okay. But in terms of recognizing where it all began and where it has to stay to a certain extent, the family farms set the tone or need to for the big agri companies, and they're trying to make that not so. Stand by, 21 after the hour.
Hello, man. Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Now, 24 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Dina Hoff from the National Family Farm Coalition, working to make things better for, in some people's minds, Dina, the forgotten farms and forgotten farmers, the struggling dairy farms, certainly in my area all over the Northeast, and I don't know how it is in Montana. I'm betting it's pretty much the same. It's more maybe because I'm close to dairy. Because I've been around cows, I had a dairy store. I sold my own raw milk on the farm and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And then I stopped because it became very expensive to do it. I'm going to try to do some of this stuff over again. But there are other things that I have to do on my farm to make it at least break even. And I think that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to make some money because that's what business is all about. And the lifeline is being taken away or challenged, certainly, by these huge businesses and the fact that the Farmer Fair Practices rules are being sort of set aside makes me wonder about... It sounded to me like you didn't support Trump to begin with, but most of the people I know who are in agriculture did. And I don't know how things change, but that's not the important thing at the moment. Although, is it? Is this something that you can take your organization, go to other organizations, and try to influence the outcome of congressional elections next year?
We certainly hope that. Well, we can't get involved in politics because we're 501c3 and not a C4, but we can educate our members. And I think our members are particularly savvy because they've been in the fight for a very long time, and they know that they want to be teaching the next generation because they want there to be a next generation of farmers. And as far as dairies go, it's terrible for dairies everywhere, and not just even in this country, but in the world. In my own county, there used to be 47 dairies, yeah. And now there's zero.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, and nobody could make any money doing it.
Right. And that's because of the collusion, the same sort of thing we're talking about here with the farmers and ranchers in the poultry and the pork business. Same thing has been done. We have one company...
that was established during the second Bush administration, the Souza family and Dean Foods, that owned 75% of the fluid milk supply processing plants in the country. So how do you get treated fairly by people who are trying to buy cheaper milk? And so they encourage and even invest in some of these dairies where there are 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows. And, you know, you can't do that on a small dairy farm. I was able to milk a couple of hundred. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But, you know, that's the logistics of this stuff are getting crazy. And you're right. The family farmers are going out right and left. So what does that mean? Sooner or later, all our milk's going to come from someplace, all of our food, if we let this happen. This is the underscore that I keep trying to emphasize, that we let this stuff keep happening. These companies are being bought up by international operations. They'll bring in their food from elsewhere that's produced cheaper. And Americans support this out of their ignorance because they want cheap food, right? How many people know the plight of the family farmer, really, do you think, Dina?
Not very many. And how many people know what the cost of cheap food really is? They're not even eating good food anymore. They're eating lots of imported food, and who knows what's in it.
Well, it takes its toll in terms of your health. And if you look at the boards, this is how insidious this is. Look at the boards of directors of the big ag companies, then look at the board of directors of the big drug companies, and then look at the board of directors of the big hospital corporations, and you'll see a lot of names that are the same. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out what that's all about. And that's what we're fighting and giving you knowledge in order to do that. 28 past the hour in this week's American Family Farmer.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Invited Dina Hoff to be on from the National Family Farm Coalition. She's the board vice president. What we haven't focused on is your farm in Glendive, Montana. What's it like? What's it like to be in the field with you? You're a farmer.
Well, we have had a nasty drought this year, and so we've been trying to keep, we're irrigated, and so trying to keep everything wet and from dying has been a real exhausting challenge. But we're just finishing up our dry bean harvest. We have some specialty beans to do, and today we're taking our few dairy cows in to be pregnancy tested so we can sell our Jersey Bowl. And then we've got people coming out to pick up squash and pumpkins from the field. And at some point, we'll be doing our corn harvest, and the hay is all put up for the year. It's just, they say when the work's all done this fall, but for our family farmers, the work is never all done in the fall.
Right. Uh-uh.
There's plenty of things to be doing all year around.
Well, you have some similarity with me. I'm a Jersey dairy guy. I've been around Jerseys and Guernseys all my life, and I raise replacement heifers now. I stopped milking a couple of years ago, although there's a side of me that wants to, but I just don't want to, the labor intensity of it and finding help in this neck of the woods. I'm in Massachusetts, so not easy. I remember when I was a kid, to just go back to the statistic that you gave earlier, Dina. There were 600-700 dairy farms in Massachusetts when I was a kid. Now, well, when I started milking, it was down 169 dairy farms in my neck of the woods, and now there are, I think, 114 that are left in the entire state. And it's the same thing, we keep underscoring this, that we started the conversation, for those of you who may just be listening for the first time in this hour, the Farmer Fair Practices rules have been terminated or suspended by the USDA. And so now all the organizations like yours are going to have to go the congressional route. It takes a lot of time, effort, money. Members are going to have to be committed to doing this. So it just kind of like a slap in the face to those of us who are doing it. But I'm interested, back to your farm, how diversified you are. I do hay and I do cows, and that's pretty much all I have room for or time for. You have much land probably out there. It's different because we use about 800 acres of land, but it doesn't. I own about 125 or 30. What do you have for land?
450, and 250 of that is irrigated.
So we're
trying to get away more from the commercial crops and be working for local food.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gearing up for that. We're teaching people how to raise their own food, how to cook it, how to store it, how to put it up for the winter. And we've had a lot of success doing that. And that brings its own set of problems. So we have people in and out of our farm all the time who are wanting something, who are wanting advice, who are wanting to know how to do something, or who are looking for vegetables or non-GMO grain to feed their chickens. So it's getting to be almost a full-time job just to teach people what they are eager to know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But this is people, younger people, middle-aged people. These are locavores who just want it for themselves. Or are the future farmers of America involved in this with you?
Nobody organized this, but we have a local growers cooperative that is very interested in setting up a food hub and very interested in providing food and keeping money in our own state and our own communities and also creating jobs in agriculture. So we're really invested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the focus of our work for the next couple of years, in addition to knowing that we're going to be lobbying in the state, we're going to be having to be lobbying in Washington, because it seems like every time there is a decades-long fight and we win something, someone comes along and takes it away again, and
yep.
The fight just is a revolving circle.
Yep. Yeah.
Again and again, we're fighting the same battles.
It's very disrespectful, frankly. I find it, I'm offended, and I say this sometimes to people when they, they want to know why I sell raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, and that doesn't even cover the cost, really, of doing it. And they say, oh, who's going to buy this? Well, I was averaging 100 gallons a day selling that stuff, and I could have sold more, I suppose, if I wanted to produce more, but that's it. You have to find a market and make it work. And so I'm interested, because you're not exactly in the middle of big population centers. So the fact that people are coming to you and they want to buy the products that you're producing locally and others want to learn how to do it, I'd say that was a pretty good sign, wouldn't you?
It's a very good sign that people want to know. We have a farm-to-table store now in our town. We have a commercial community kitchen that people can rent to process food so that they legally can sell it, because all the food safety rules are geared to making sure that there aren't local and regional food systems.
Yep. Yep.
Under the guise of food safety.
Food Safety Protection Act, what an outrage that is. My God.
But if I sell something to somebody, they know where to come if they have a problem. They know where it came from. You buy something in the store, you have no idea where it came from. Especially in meat. You can buy a pound of hamburger that might have meat from 150 different cows and God knows from how many countries and what their food safety is like.
Yeah, it is. It's a crazy situation. So it's the antithesis of what the farmer stands for, but what people say they want more and more. That's why you get this big government stuff, and you got to step in. Finally, you look at the DEA this week, and after CBS did their thing, that caused some attention. But look at what the effort that had to go into it to get them to blow up what they were going to do. and there's so much of that same stuff in agriculture. As a proponent of individual rights and liberties, I get that from reading between the lines with you and your CV. You were involved in this pipeline rupture. Did it affect your land or just your area earlier in the year?
Well, not my land, because the piece of land below my sheep pasture is owned by an oil company, but they do have an easement through our land, and so they did have to dig that up too. However, my big concern was for the benzene in the water, and that the people of Glendive, the break was above there where their water comes out of the river for everybody in the town of 5,500 people to be drinking. And this happened on a Saturday, and they weren't told until Tuesday to stop drinking the water when it was full of benzene. And that just really upset me. The last time this pipeline broke, same pipeline broke, 1967, and the inspections are a joke. I think there's one inspector for the whole western part of the country, pipeline inspector. Nobody seems to care about public health and safety anymore. It's all about the corporate bottom line.
Well, it's we're sounding like we're beating a dead horse, pardon the pun here, but it takes people like you to get folks organized or riled up or whatever it is to the point of them understanding. And the pipeline story from late last year and early this year out in North Dakota, same sort of thing. And the objection was because of things that you're describing that happened on your farm. These things, although I think we need them, and I support the building of the pipelines, but for God's sakes, how much common sense does it take to not build them around or under a waterway? I mean, it's just asinine. The lack of common sense is so mind-boggling that it makes us crazy. That's all I can.
Well, when you have people like the Koch brothers and other billionaires and China involved in investing in tar sands and investing in pipelines, you really think they care about what happens to the communities and the people in them that they cross?
Interesting. I know one of the Koch brothers, the one who decided to leave the family business, and we've had conversations about this on a number of occasions in past years. It's just, you're right. Some people just don't give a damn. And so it's good that there are people around like you who do. Dina Hoff is with us on the American Family Farmer at 44 past the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, why did Aston Martin create a DB11 with a V8 engine when the V12 was so successful? China gets fined for CO2 output, so the V8s are free of the pollution tax there. There are some differences on the exterior of the V8. The V8 only has two vents in the hood as opposed to four vents in the V12. It has a slightly different grille, different wheels, and for the first time in history, Aston Martin is spelled out across the rear of the boot. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Dr. Rafael Fonseca, and this is A Healthier You. Oncologists like myself are under increasing pressure to balance the needs of society with those of our patients by limiting the use of costly new drugs. Healthcare peers are using research from groups like the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, or ICER, to determine access to newer medications. But this academic research does not reflect the real-world use of new medicines in clinical practice, and its misuse poses a danger to patients. Denial of coverage, requirements such as first fail or increased copays based on such studies will negate the progress achieved in the treatment of cancer to the detriment of patients. we physicians cannot serve two masters. In a choice between the welfare of patients and society, our responsibility is to the patient. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, we finish in a rolling dervish of energy and information. Dina Hoff from National Family Farm Coalition, the efforts by the multinational agribusinesses to put all the small farmers out of business. Non-GMO, this is something I hear from a lot of farmers out in your neck of the woods, that if it wasn't for Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Bayer, that they wouldn't be in business, that it allows them to make more money, to grow more food, to feed more people. So how do we, I don't like Monsanto at all. I think they're Darth Vader, as a matter of fact. You do run into people, and you're all over the country, the bigger farmers who say, yeah, I don't understand what the problem is with Monsanto. They're helping us. What's your view?
Well, they're poisoning us.
Yeah, that's my view.
They're poisoning us flat out. They're especially glyphosate. That doesn't increase yields. It doesn't have any resistance to insects or disease. All it does is make resistant weeds so that they have to add, well, now you see they're adding other chemicals right. to Roundup, because Roundup is just weeds become resistant to it. And there are all kinds of resistant weeds here. And if you go look at places where they have, for instance, corn and soybeans, you see the resistant corn coming up in the soybeans, or the resistant soybeans coming up in the cornfield. And that's another problem that you have to deal with. There are ways to deal with weeds, but Monsanto has taken advantage of the low prices and the farm policies that we have in this country that make it really difficult to make a living, and people are so harassed and so time constrained that they think they can go out and spray and it's done.
Yeah.
And that they've got more time. But what is it getting them, really?
It's, well, you look around at the things, it's interesting. I grew up learning that one of the first tractor jobs I had was using the cultivator, an old, I think it was International 140, had cultivators on it, and that's how we how we got rid of the weeds. You see some people buying these things on the back of a cultivator, they have a butane tank in there, and it's a little bit of flame that burns the weeds. I mean, it's all that kind of stuff. But, you know, to spray things is just, it's anathema. To me, there's nothing natural, nothing healthy, nothing wholesome about it. It's just another snow job that these people come up with. So our best foot needs to be forward, Dina, and you're an inspiration for a lot of people, I'm sure. You have children, by the way, working on your farm. Did your children stay working with you on the farm?
They did not. All four of my children are off the farm, but I have a 7-year-old grandson who says, take care of my farm, Grandma, because I'm coming back. He wanted to quit the first grade and come to the farm because he thought he could learn everything he needed to know from me.
Good God. Well, I think he can learn a lot from you. We certainly have here. Dina Hoff, thank you. Dina Hoff, activist, National Family Farm Coalition Board Vice President, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
After the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what you pay if you are not buying local food. I would like to have you spend some time with me as I examine the price of not buying locally right after this.
There's a thermosan, a water jug rolling around in the can.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
All right, so let's spend a few moments thinking about, as I often say, this program, the American Family Farmer, is aimed at the American family worker, farmer, the businesses that are run by our families that support agriculture, and the locavores who buy our food, our produce, whatever it is that we are responsible for, dairy, vegetables, whatever. And as I sometimes say to people, I've asked people on my farm, what would you pay for whatever, you know, name like a gallon of raw milk or a head of non-GMO lettuce?
And they always say the cheapest one. I want to go to the place that, not always, but more often than not, people will tell me they want to buy the cheapest one, the most inexpensive, the purchase that lightens your wallet the least. Is that how you decide as a consumer? Is that how, when you're going to buy food, you think not of your family, you just think of your pocketbook? It's really amazing. And so I give you this information in my commentary because I feel strong. Look at all the people who are buying food now on Amazon. Where the hell do you think that comes from? You know, there may be some local component to it, but it's not going to be buy food from Target, buy food from Walmart. Come on. This is not, it's cheap, but it's not, in many instances, isn't even real food. I consider real food to be the stuff I can see on the farm. If I haven't seen it, or I don't know where it comes from, I'm not sure I consider it real food. So, but there are circumstances, I'm sure, that you can find online some local food. You can find a lot of information about local farms, certainly online, using social media, using the information that's there, websites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there still is this, you know, you don't really know unless you go to the farm if the food really comes from there. I know a lot of farmers, and so do you, who have an acre of corn and they use that all year long as sort of, or maybe they have 4 acres and they grow they have maybe every 3 weeks planted in the spring, so it looks like there's fresh corn all the time, and they go into the markets in the city and they buy their corn and bring it out and they sell it. And who knows where that corn came from? We all know people like that. The locals are not that, they're not that savvy anymore. And they, oh wow, look at the farm, look at all this stuff. They don't know that you can't grow enough on 4 acres of corn to feed people all summer long if you have any kind of business at all. So there's that. But also, I'm kind of going back to the price of not buying locally produced food. I sort of pick on Amazon here a little bit. I don't mind buying books from Amazon. I think it's a great place to buy books and other things as well. But to buy food on Amazon or these other websites, you got to be nuts. You really do. And you're flying in the face of, if you're a locavore, what you really say or profess to believe. And what do your children learn by you buying things online? They never get to go to the farm. They don't see the animals. They don't see how things grow. And so we become further and further and further removed from the process. I believe that's the most serious price of not buying locally, removing children and adults from the process just so we can get cheap food. I believe that that is a mistake, and I offer it to you as food for thought. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. Find us at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.